This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson. Well, the tobacco company Lorillard will report its earnings this morning, which will give us a glimpse at how big tobacco is faring as cigarette use drops. Sally Herships reports.
Okay. First of all, the product big tobacco sells is addictive. So even while the market for cigarettes is declining by 3 to 4% a year, customers keep coming back. But tobacco companies are thinking long term and investing in new products.
Did you say it was called Snus?
Snus, S-N-U-S.
Tom Malarkey is a senior equity analyst with Morningstar. And Snus is kind of like chewing tobacco, except it comes in a pouch and there's no spitting.
It's very big in Sweden.
Sales of Snus in the U.S. are around $500 million a year and growing. That's according to Matthew Hudak, an analyst with Euromonitor International. But Hudak says e-cigarette sales are growing even faster.
So this is the future of how the tobacco companies are going to make their money.
That's what a lot of tobacco companies are already betting on.
Hudak says sales of e-cigarettes have been doubling for the past few years. In the meantime, Tom Malarkey says government restrictions make it difficult for new companies to sell tobacco, and a lack of competition means prices and sales are expected to stay high. I'm Sally Herships for Marketplace.